We've been doing this for a minute though. We need to put a time limit on it.
A whole hour.
Right?
Almost 2 hours.
But we here though. The Rational Ignorance Podcast. We back.
Yeah.
With another one. It's popping.
What's good, y'all?
How y'all feeling today?
Hold on. We good.
I'm good. I feel great. We're live on TikTok.
Yep. No music today.
No music.
Okay.
It's a little nippy in here.
He told you he worried about the PG&E bill. How you doing, E?
I'm all right, bro. I'm a little upset a little bit, but I'm all right.
It's okay. It's bigger things in life than the Sacramento Kings.
No, I'm not tripping off the Kings, bro. I done went through my second tire just in the last week and a half, bro.
Oh, man.
What do you drive over?
I don't know. Yeah. I just hit a nail yesterday at the tire shop again.
And I done had that happen where it was a couple times, 2 weeks in a row, I'm hitting nails. I'm like, bro, somebody's sticking a nail in my tire, bro.
The next one? That's definitely the thought, bro. Like,
dropping
come on.
A bag of nails off.
This ain't no coincidence at this point, bro. Come on now. What is we doing? How you feeling, Kerry?
I'm all right, bro. I'm chilling, man.
Second week as an American citizen.
How you feel?
Not no different, bro.
Pick the language up pretty well.
Very quick.
Yeah, you know. I don't feel no different, bro.
That's good, man. We'll be back with another one.
Back at it again.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of stuff going on out there in the world. A lot of stuff.
Facts.
What y'all want to get started at? What's the list?
Today we got a few things written down in our notes that we highly prepare every week for.
Yeah.
The first thing I seen here was Meek Mill fighting for his life on Twitter. Did y'all see that?
Yeah, I saw
that. Into that. Let's get into
that. I don't know why he even spoke about it, though. Wait, who?
How
did it start?
So let's break it down what happened. So there was another lawsuit came out against Diddy from somebody named, they call him Lil Rod, which is ironic, given the statements he said.
Lil Rod.
No, I don't see the irony. I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. I don't fucking see it.
Rod is a pole.
Okay, that was a reach.
And get that the fuck out of here, dog. He said, "Hey, ain't that ironic?" No,
but yeah.
We didn't do the math on that one.
Hey, I mean, it was a recycled joke. I thought y'all would have heard it already.
No, not yet.
No, but I could easily. In this comment, man, how everything is a pause. Like, I was hearing you, but I'm like, come on, man.
That shit ain't going to work.
But yeah. So he came out with a lawsuit. So he came out and said these things. And one of the things he said was that P. Diddy had told him that he had some type of, you know, sexual relations with a singer that performed at the Super Bowl halftime and a Philadelphia rapper that dated Nicki Minaj. Or they said it was redacted in the underlining, it said those statements. And those are obviously, we know who they are.
Right. Yeah,
they were like giving hints.
Yeah. So it was obvious. And then there was also stuff in there that said that these people were having relations with like underage girls.
Right.
But that stuff went
so they're
flow
just
under the
throwing
rug.
Throwing names in there though, like
yeah. That's what they're doing. And then so I seen it on an academic stream. He came. He said, you know, he's the one that kind of put it out there to the mainstream. So yeah, and then it kind of went off the rails from there. Meek Mill started responding, and like I know you said, you don't know why he responded.
Yeah,
but we gotta think who we talking about though.
Yeah, that is right.
We're talking about Meek Mill.
Yeah.
Trigger fingers turn to Twitter fingers.
And plus, like, you not post, bro, something like that as a rapper, you kind of gotta, like.
Well, you don't. If it don't apply, let it fly.
I mean, it's 100%. Easy. It's easy to say that, bro.
Nah, because I feel like it would have flew under the radar. Like, nobody would have.
Nobody would. I don't think it would have been this big of a thing.
But y'all got to look at it. Like, academics got a platform.
Yeah, a big platform.
He not just like a regular, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, he got what, like 6 million followers on his his Instagram? And his Instagram is not just him. Like, he promotes things on there.
Well, he didn't put that on his Instagram.
Nah, though. No, but, I mean, when he goes live, like, his viewers, they tune in. You know what I mean? So
yeah, it's definitely a big platform.
Yeah, so it's like if a big platform say something, like, you know, you're gonna address it.
Or you can have it might be serious to you, but you can have fun with it too at the same time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, y'all know that shit not true. Laugh about it, let it go, let it slide. Find a way to, like, you know what I'm saying?
But then he's probably thinking, like, as a grown man, ain't nobody about to play with me like that.
And as a rapper,
with the internet, you're not gonna win when you arguing against the internet.
Yeah,
the internet,
and that's where believe
anything negative and anything that you defend is true.
And I think that's where, like, yeah, that's where I agree with y'all. Like, Mick still, he never understands, like, that side of the internet,
right?
You know what I mean? But I understand too as a rapper, like, bro, there's some people who, like, still never really understand, especially Twitter, bro. Some people still never really understand Twitter, like, till this day, bro. You know what I mean? So, but, see, I think, like, you could address it, but, again, if you don't know how to address certain things, like, I think you still got to address it, but you don't got to go in like how he went in.
But, but we know him to do that, though. That's the thing about it.
Like, that's true.
That's his character at this point. That's what we know him for.
It just comes off. It just comes off as kind of, like, defensive. And it's like, okay, so.
So defensive. Yeah. Like, you're so mad.
Yeah, so.
He do, but I think, because, like we said, bro, in like, hip-hop, it's too like, allegations that still going to always have people that way. You know what I mean? Like, if they say you a rat, and if they say.
You're gay. Yeah.
For example, like, Joe Budden, he did with those same kind of allegations, right? And he did.
Yeah, he was bi. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and I didn't remember that.
And what he's to this day, he still joke around with it. And it's like, bro, I'm going to flip it on y'all. Like, okay, y'all believe it so much, let me joke around with it. And now it's just like, whatever. Like, we don't give a fuck.
Because I feel like when you're comfortable in your sexuality and you know you're not gay, you shouldn't be that defensive.
Right. But also, it depends where you come from. Like, bro, it's certain.
I do get that some grown-ass men, they don't play them type of games. Like, you're not about to play with my name
in
like
a different era, bro. We not in the early 2000s where somebody can say something and it's so believable or so true and that's facts. Like, we're in the internet stage. Like, we understand what's going on. Somebody's just trolling. Somebody just starting some shit. Like, or, like. Yeah, bro. Like,
yeah, but you see, even with that, like, before everything went crazy, like, because I remember Ann had mentioned it, you see comments, people saying, oh, I'm not surprised. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, before he even started going crazy. And that's what I mean. Like, bro, some people going to roll with that.
Hey, but it's hella funny, though, because when these allegations start coming out, though, then you start looking and seeing certain things, and it's like, damn, that look funny now. Or you hear certain lyrics and it'd be like, oh, that sounds funny
certain,
now.
Yeah, certain pictures. But, it's like,
I don't know.
That's what you see. But you see what I'm saying? Like, now, like a regular line or a lyric, you looking at it different now. Because
a grown man calling you daddy while you in the pool ain't normal.
Nah, yeah, that was out of pocket. But it's Diddy, bro.
He never.
What does that mean?
I don't. Diddy, it feel like that's how he talks. It's weird.
I don't care who it is. Like, bro, what?
He'd be like, "Are you good, Daddy? You good, Daddy? You
take a drink?
No, what?
Nah, think daddy, about it. You know how back in the day, like,
when we take you shopping, Daddy?
Yeah, nah, that sounds crazy. Like, even like back in the day when like you so who
yeah, take
be
out
like,
the daddy though, but
yeah, nah, that
is crazy. Like, and nobody said nothing. They're just like, it's Diddy.
Nah. I ain't rolling with
how
that.
Come the conversation always gets back to Diddy?
I know. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, because even like academics who brought it up, bro, you cried on stream when you and Saucy Santana was going at it when he said he was going to do whatever.
Yeah, that's kind of how I think too. Like, he's kind of being hypocritical.
Yeah, like,
it.
You didn't joke. So. Nobody, bro, nah, don't say like you could just joke about it when you cried on stream.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
he was big mad about that.
Yeah, but I understand.
Saucy Santana was going to put the hands on Buddy too. Leave it.
He threatened to do a lot more than that.
I know.
That was out of pocket, though. But, yeah, I don't know. With them hands, yeah, you know, he might.
I mean, I don't know. We don't know. Ack might have them hands, though.
Yeah, I mean, he might, but.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think
he sits in front of that computer all day.
I mean. The kid from Kim Possible.
Yeah. Yes.
That's Buddy Gunn.
That's really him.
Yeah, he gets to some point. Yeah,
he get into the bag with that, though.
Anybody hating on him?
Nah, yeah. That's your bread, bro. That's true.
But yeah, I'm not saying, sure. I just don't think he's like a fighter like that.
Yeah, I doubt it. But, hey, when he be on that computer, he going to pop his shit. You know what I'm saying? So.
So what is he considered, like a blogger or a streamer?
Yeah. Call him that.
A blogger, I think.
Yeah.
He kind of does both.
Well, yeah. But I think he started as a blogger, though.
So as a blogger or a streamer, do you only get views when you down talking people like that? Or is that his lane, more of his lane right now?
No, I think that's what I was going to say about Ack. Like, I think he had a chance to, like, he could have been something else, something different, but he's leaning into that. Like, and that's the lane he's going to have to be.
What could he have been, though? Like, what does he do?
Nah, because, I mean, he could have just took, like, the podcasting route. Because he just had a deal with Spotify, but they didn't renew it.
Well, also, he's like the, you said, what does he do? So, he's like a one-person version of the Shade Room.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
To a certain extent.
Hollywood Unlocked, but he got a certain demographic. Like, it might be the SoundCloud rappers that other people might not really care about.
Okay. You know I just mean? Never knew if he was, like, some of those sources aren't, like, factual to me, so I always have to make sure I fact check. Like, for me, Hollywood Unlocked is more factual, so I like when they post stuff because I feel like it's not like rumored or.
Well, I will give Ack his credit. Yeah, he's gonna play around like with the Meek shit to give him you know a little bit of like I don't know, give him a little bit of, I don't even know what the word I'm thinking of, but he didn't mean it that way though. He was joking.
Okay.
Like he's joking. Yeah, like he didn't. But, he was just.
But that's his job though.
Yeah, he just said it. He was like, "This is what's in the lawsuit. Come on now, like we know what this means." He actually is going through the paperwork on these cases, like the Diddy cases. Okay. So he's doing more than just reporting on rumors and stuff like that. Okay. He does take time, like on his long streams he does.
Yeah, because
he goes through a lot of paperwork.
Because he streams for like 6 hours, bro.
Yeah.
Okay. You know? So I never watched his stream.
He is legit in that aspect. So, I mean.
Yeah, but you know how, like, when it's some bullshit, when it's some bullshit, they're going to always get more views.
Yeah.
What did y'all hear? He was fucking on Selena Powell for hella long. Like he was in love with that bitch.
Right, right.
That was weird.
Who the fuck is Selena? Wow.
She tried to be like this superhead.
She be fucking everybody and like exposing them.
You heard about the chick who did the who topped off all the Phoenix Suns players?
I know who that is.
Her friend. But that girl's from Sacramento.
Yeah, that girl from Sac.
She's from Sac.
Yeah.
Might have known some people that got topped off by her.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't. No, I don't.
We might have.
No, I don't.
Hey, come on, man. We don't, bro.
I don't know. You never know. But did y'all hear the new music? After all that, Meek did drop some fire music, though.
I did not.
He did.
That's a bad way to promo for me.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I didn't.
Nah, but that's the thing. The music was coming.
Yeah, the music. He was already promoting it prior to this, though.
I want
to
see, and I know it's not Meek's fault. And entirely, but I just want to see him. Just I don't know, bro. He could have Meek a big artist, bro. To me, I feel like y'all fans of Meek too, and I just feel like he got to get out of that little nigga era.
What do you mean?
Like his mindset?
Not even his. I don't even know if it's his mindset or what they got him boxed in as. Like I feel like he need to be somewhere where like Kendrick and Cole and like or how they're releasing music and how they go about it with their dialogue and how they reach their fans and. Shit like that.
But he's a different character, though.
He is.
And, I mean, that's part of his problem, like Ack was saying. Yeah, like, he's kind of stupid. Like, I'm going to be very honest. Like
That's what we're talking about right now.
That's my favorite rapper, but he is, like, he's kind of stupid.
He needs to mature in a certain way, bro, and needs to go about it a little different.
Yeah, also, like, sometimes, bro, again, that's when you don't know, you don't know. Like, he don't know.
He don't got a PR team, you don't think?
We talked about that previously. That's his problem.
You don't?
And that's the thing. I don't think, even with that, the PR team
can only do so
much. Yeah, you know what I mean?
But I feel like it helps you, like, evolve as an artist and stuff. I think have them type of people in your corner.
Right. Yeah.
like a publicist, a PR, you know, somebody.
But
like,
those are also people in your pocket too.
Right.
And a lot of.
But sometimes it's worth it a little bit to make it where you need to be.
Yeah, but I think you see something like that, you got to catch it early on. Like, if you get lit without that, it's even harder for that, for you to, like, resolve back to that.
Right.
But damn, you don't know nobody from the hood that, like, they went to school and they got, you know, some type of communications degree or something.
That's what I'm saying. I think that's what it comes down to, is, like, the people around you. Mm-hmm. All y'all, if all y'all the same, like, or just see things the same, bruh, then ain't no way you're going to elevate, bro.
Because if somebody, if somebody from, you know, around where we grew up at, and they blew up and they was like, they knew I had a public relations degree, like, yeah, holla at me. We can make it happen.
Yeah, but I do feel like that's what he do need, because, bro, like, them rents and, you know, he's just, because he do certain things well, but then when it's like, then you do something else that sets you back, like.
Yeah, because you will see him around, I don't really want to say the right people, but he's in rooms that a lot of people can't get into.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? So he's talking to the right people. He's opening the right doors, and it's just like, okay, where's the progression in that for yourself?
So I think that's what I'm saying.
Self-progression.
Like, in that sense, I do think in that side, he does the right things because he's around people where he can't fuck it up. But then when he comes to when his own shit, that's when it's like, bro.
It's not even. It's not even at all.
Yeah.
So,
but he does that to himself. He shoots his own self in the foot, though, to be fair. It ain't them.
Feel me? Like,
and that's also where you look at it and you say, okay, certain conversations ain't worth acknowledging. So, I mean, if somebody is on Twitter, like, that has a following, whatever, and they're saying this, and they're amplifying the situation that's at hand, you could just be like, bruh, I'm not acknowledging that. Like, you say what you say, it's going to pass.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like he shouldn't have said anything.
Yeah, like, you see somebody, I don't think Meek, like, sometimes he understands that. Bro, like, for where you at to where he's at.
Right.
You responding, going back and forth with him, he's making him way louder than he's supposed to be.
Yeah.
But to be fair, so I want to talk about, so there, the narrative around Meek is unfair. Like, you saying, oh, he should be this and that, right? So that's, I'm going to break that down. So there's that. Then there's also the thing where, like, Ak will say, oh, he bunny hopping for these people. And, you know, that's the narrative that be going around. He bunny hopping for these people. But
yeah, and
it's a double-edged sword. It's a game they play where he's had them bunny hopping too. So when y'all see the picture of Meek bunny hopping, that's not just like a,
what is bunny hopping?
Like, yeah, like, no, actually it, bunny
hopping? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, it's like embarrassing. They, like, if we make a bet, you got a bunny hop.
Oh,
you
know, okay.
Yeah, that's what it is. Okay, but that part doesn't get said. It's just like, oh, he bunny hopping.
What do y'all mean by, okay, so bunny hopping?
Like, but, like, bro.
He really did that?
Yeah.
It's a bet.
No, he really did that?
Yeah, so look. It's a
bet, and he's had Michael Rubin.
So, okay.
And really doing too, though.
So, look. Michael Rubin, a billionaire, right? Because that's what they be saying, like, bro, you bunny hopping for billionaires and shit, right? So, they made a bet, right?
Yeah, it's like.
And Michael Rubin was bunny hopping. But then Meek lost a bet, and he bunny hopped. And it was like,
that's the only one they ever showed up.
You know what I'm saying?
Because that's the only one that really matters.
But why?
Nah, but I mean, I don't even
see. We don't associate with that side.
Right.
Nah, but listen. But that's a feeling.
And that's just what it is.
No, we can't just be like, oh, Meek bunny hopping for these people. They bunny hopping for him too, though.
You can't. But you also got to understand who we know out of this situation. I don't know.
And I don't even how you, like, so that's a Philly thing, actually. Like, they do that. Like,
bunny
hop? Yeah, like, on some, if we bet, like, you know how you,
or do burpees or whatever. They do shit like that.
Because it's supposed to be embarrassing. Like, yeah, you know, bunny hop. You lost a bet. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean,
we ain't doing, like, I mean, we wouldn't play no games like that. But
bunny hop?
That's what they doing. I don't know.
Nah, but you see, again, even.
Bet 5, 10 push-ups before.
Even that comes down to understand what, like, if that hits online, you know what it's going to look like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I wouldn't even, like, bro, don't have shit like that on camera, bro. Like,
he has a lot of questionable things on camera.
He does, yeah. I mean, it just be on his behalf. It be things he posts, and then he get mad that people got a reaction. It's like, bro, like, people going to laugh at it. That people going to laugh at you falling down the steps, bro. That's funny.
But I also do understand, buddy, just trying to live his life, bro. He's just trying to live his fucking life, bro. I'm trying to be goofy. I'm trying to be me.
Right, but that's what you gotta
be secure. But you got to be secure enough when people laugh about it, though.
You do.
Yeah, 100%.
You feel me? Like,
yeah.
You got to laugh with him.
Yeah, because then that draw, like, see, Usher ain't getting no attention from this.
He ain't said shit.
Usher flew right under the radar.
But, bro, Usher he also different R&B too, singer. Though. Yeah, and, like, that wouldn't even affect him anyway. It hit, bro, for a rapper, especially, like, I hate using that word, but I don't even know. You call gangster rappers? Whatever.
Street rapper?
Yeah, yeah. It's different, bro.
Hardcore rapper.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but like I said, if it don't apply, you gotta let it play.
But Usher ain't even saying nothing about the herpes, bro.
He still haven't said shit about
I think
it.
He settled, though.
Yeah, but that was a, and then Axe said that too. It was a lawsuit that somebody, you know, he said in a lawsuit he had herpes. He admitted that he had herpes.
He said, for real?
Yeah, but that's how that still came out.
See how, it, like, it's not because he hasn't mentioned it or he's not tweeting about it. He just, he's handling it, whatever he got to handle.
I ain't going to lie. For,
and that's it.
For rappers, he don't go that way.
I actually feel like it wouldn't hurt Usher.
What, to say something?
No. The allegations.
Oh.
Okay, but look.
If it came out to be true and all that shit hit the, like, came out.
Oh, it which one? Hurt which him. One though?
But yeah, that's what I was gonna say. See, but that's the problem. Not that's the biggest problem with
the
this.
The herpes that hurt him more than the other one.
Nah, but the biggest problem with this though is that everybody's talking about gay. What about the underage girl thing?
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, because that's part of it.
I said that, though. You see, that's flying under the radar.
Because people don't care about shit like that.
Yeah, I know,
because like
they want to make jokes, though.
We want to know.
Yeah.
Because you can't with joke a dude about or that, not,
bro.
Yeah.
That's what type of shit people
you see, but then
gravitate
people, but then
to.
People are losing the narrative if this was a true. People are losing the important narrative if it's a true story, though.
Nah,
which it
true.
Don't
you
seem.
You think people
the
care
underage,
about the truth?
Yeah, the underage shit is probably, I mean, that still happens in Hollywood. That's a thing.
But that should be alarming.
Yeah,
like, we should
point.
Be like, whoa. But again,
should,
I think because most people are like, but this lawsuit is bullshit.
Yeah, that's what,
You know.
So I think, so you're right. People probably just wanted to joke about this.
Yeah, stuff. And again, they like, hold on. We got a chance to make jokes about me, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck all that. You know. Yeah,
what they're calling him, Freak Mill?
Freak Mill, man.
Damn.
Crazy. Hey, the music fire, though, that he put out.
Yeah, now I fuck with his album.
Yeah.
It's an album or it's a little EP.
It's a little EP, yeah.
He need to drop a little diss track called Freak Mill.
They say niggas is scared. They say niggas is posting it in their close friends because they scared to show they listening.
Now, people was posting the Boondocks clip of when Huey was like, man, that's my favorite rapper. That mean I'm gay, too?
Nah, that's funny, bro.
Oh, man. It's a crazy world out there, man.
But, shit, nah, the internet funny, bro. It's like they want to accuse you of some shit and just watch you fight for your life and laugh about it. Like, hold on.
The more fighting you do, bro, it ain't helping.
They say all you got to do is say no.
Speaking of gay, I know that that picture of Shannon Sharp was going around as a meme now because he has a gay stylist. I didn't think there was anything wrong with
it. It's not because of that.
Well,
yeah, that's part of it. Like people, that's part of the narrative.
Okay, yeah. Because they've been trying to push that a little bit. Because I seen even somebody was like, "Well, Shannon Sharp, he's 50 years old." Because you know he be wilding on his little nightcap pod with Ocho too.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that yet. I need to watch.
Yeah, that was like, you know, he's a 50-something year old man, not married, like all this.
He looks good for his age.
So they trying to add all these things together, and then this came out.
Bro, he got kids and all
that type
of shit,
bro. I know.
What that mean?
That means that she been.
Caitlyn Jenner had kids.
That
before
is very
she was Caitlyn.
But that's not, that doesn't align with
hold
this,
on, he not gay, though, right?
Who is he?
She.
Trans.
But she like, built. women.
I don't know, bro. I can't tell you.
Yeah, I don't really know either.
Yeah, that but that part, that whole situation was a little.
Live your life, Kate.
Yeah, facts.
Kate, live your life, Kate.
Hey, I heard she changing back though.
I heard about that too.
Nah,
please.
Can you put the wink back on?
Nah. Hey, I don't think she took it off, bro.
Oh my god.
Tuck and roll. Nah. Tuck that motherfucker. Damn, I lost track.
Nah, but anyway, back to Shannon Sharp.
I don't think there was nothing wrong with Shannon's outfit. I think he's just a big person, and he just thought he had a little sweatsuit on.
He a little zesty.
But I don't like the bags. I don't like men with the bags. How do y'all feel about them bags?
I wouldn't rock it, but.
What's a man bag, though? Like,
what he
a
was
fanny?
Holding? That wasn't a fanny. That was a crossbody bag.
Do you consider a fanny just a fanny?
I consider a fanny a fanny, yeah.
Okay, I'll fuck with you.
A fanny.
I'll rock the fanny pack, bro.
Fanny, ain't nothing wrong with
but
the fanny.
But that was like a crossbody bag.
It was. No, I mean, I think you could, I don't know.
He can't throw it over his shoulder like that?
It was.
Nah, I don't know. It was like the wave and everything.
Yeah, even because
who was he waving at? Nobody. And we couldn't see.
He was like, bro.
It was a little zesty, but hey.
But
ain't nothing wrong with being a little bro,
it's how he walked, but he's an ex-football player.
Nah, facts.
A raw one at that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he done.
I don't think there was nothing wrong with it. It was roasting his ass.
I do think he's like Shannon. Bro, your pants, like, they say every time your calf muscles could show through your pants, like, yo, they're a little tight, bro.
He top heavy, bro. You know, you ever buy, like, a medium, but your upper body ain't really
nah, that's a medium, true. That's bro. True,
but that means his bottom shouldn't be that tight then.
Pause.
Right. You're right, Ant.
I don't know.
Hey, yo.
Hey, but that does make that Madea comment by Mike Epps. I know they done made up and everything, but the shit's still funny. That has made it just.
It is. But anyway, y'all seen his interview with Terry Crews?
No.
Oh, I ain't get through the whole thing, but y'all seen a segment where he said he beat up his dad.
Terry Crews?
Yeah.
Terry Crews from White Chicks?
Yeah.
Okay.
He said he beat up his dad for...
Terry Crews from Everybody Hates Chris.
I just think of him in White Chicks with a whistle in his mouth.
Well, what do people know him more for, Eli?
Everybody Hate Chris.
White Chicks.
I mean,
probably why.
Of course, Everybody Hates Chris. It's, I've definitely seen that, but White Chicks...
I mean,
we asking the people, audience, bro.
Ask them.
Where do you have seven people that are in the line?
Shit, that's
they bounced on us?
That's seven people. That's seven people.
Where do y'all know Terry Crews from?
It's one verse three.
They bounced on us.
Y'all know Terry Crews from Everybody Hates Chris really or White
only,
Chicks?
It's really only six.
Cool. Yeah, six.
We're going to take this to the gram. Watch, we're going to ask this question, bro.
But anyways, he said he beat his dad up?
Yeah, for putting his hands on his mom.
Period.
You know what I mean? So, and, you know, I seen people in the comments were like, you shouldn't.
That's respectable.
Even if it's your mom, like, have some grace with your dad. But, like, nah, I feel him, bro.
What?
Yeah. He said he put his hands on him. But he said he felt bad after, though. He said it was one of them things, like, because he kind of explained it, like, he was like, it's one of them things where, like, you might have some road rage and you shoot somebody, then you, like, fuck. He said that's how he felt.
I mean, imagine how the mom would felt if she was getting her ass whooped by the dad and the big-ass son was just sitting there watching.
Right, and I mean, shit, this was after he left the NFL, so, you know what I mean? He was...
But that also, I can see your point, too, both ways, both sides, but that also causes some dividence. Like, the mom probably didn't want that, too. Like, you fighting your dad, now y'all don't get along because of our own issues.
I think also,
that's definitely what, defending...
Yeah,
it's honorable.
Yeah, you know that's what it might be tricky. Like if your mom didn't want you to do it, but bro,
based off of like creating more issues.
You know what
I'm saying? Not to say don't come help me out and defuse right, the situation.
But how did this happen? Did he break it up and he beat him up, or did
he got a call? He got a call, and I guess you know it was a thing that's been, you know, I guess he probably seen it since he was young because he said he told him like you know did not. So you don't ever, like, put your hands on my mom?
Yeah, that's respectful.
And he said he blacked out.
Yeah, that's understandable. Yeah. That's the scary thing with fighting is you could easily just black out.
Right,
you don't know how bad you
but
can harm somebody.
When you have abusive parents and your parents are fighting like that, because I've been in situations like that growing up, yeah, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to kill my dad. Mm. I mean, not literally, but.
Push me to the edge. Okay, who's it?
But, like, it'd be times where sometimes I feel like my mom was being, like, very provoking or whatever, but I'm still gonna fight my dad. Like, stop hitting my mom.
Yeah, no, that was, I mean, yeah, you shit. You gotta.
But as a man, like, that's, I don't know how that would feel. Like, you just beat the shit out of your dad.
I know.
You know, that,
I mean, yeah.
You probably, you know, it's. I feel like
you're gonna feel like the man.
It's normal though for you to feel bad after, because at the end of the day, that's your dad.
I don't, yeah, yeah.
Why you not?
And I think, yeah, I think that's what it depends that relationship too, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like.
But it's like if you already feel some kind of way, like I already told you before, just to you know.
Yeah.
Keep your hands off my mom. Now it's an issue.
And that'd be tough. Like, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Especially if they're still together. Like, it's different if it's like, you know, if they're still together, man, that'd be.
I bet you he never did it again.
Nah, facts. Probably not. Cause
maybe, maybe not.
So how do y'all feel about, I got a little spinoff question, just the podcast atmosphere and how everyone's just coming and just exposing their own, like, family business and truth and just really being hella open. It's kind of like therapeutic for a lot of people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think it's cool. I think everybody's entitled to, you know, be able to express themselves and get off the shit they've been through.
And, right. You know, and I mean, it could and it could help somebody else. You feel me? Yeah. Like, because you usually, like, you just watch people on TV only, like, then, you know, now it's like more people got a chance to broadcast this.
Right,
so
kind of get to know the character.
Yeah,
because I feel like you never know what somebody's been through, what they're going through, or whatever they've been through in life. So it's like it takes a lot for you to come up here and tell whatever you've been through, your traumas, and just to be open and like post and have the world to see.
Right.
I think it takes a lot. It definitely opens up more conversation about, I feel like, things that a lot of people are going through or have been through. So. Yeah. Yeah.
No, yeah, it gives you some realization, like, we're all human. We all go through the same shit, you know what I'm saying? We all got some type of trauma behind us, behind the face that we show and shit, so.
Because it's cool. Like Instagram gets to us, or the internet in general, I feel like it gets kind of overstimulating because everybody's posting, like, good things, or you feel like you're not at a certain point in your life because everybody on Instagram has all this, all these other things, but behind a picture, it could, you never know what's going on.
Nah, somebody just pointed that out today, and it wasn't like, it didn't come from like a spiteful place or anything like that, but it's like, bro, like, he was like, bro, I noticed this person, and I know him personally, and he like, he posting all this, like, he got this and got that, but he not doing good.
I know, that'd
you know
be,
what I'm saying?
That'd be the craziest part about Instagram, bro. Oh, like, not just Instagram, but online. But then at the same time, it's like, I mean, if people not, you know.
Well, nobody wants to post the bad shit that they're going through. Yeah.
No, but it's sometimes it's like it's just front. Even the need for the post.
Yeah.
Of course you want to, like, sometimes when you post, like, it makes you feel good sometimes. And sometimes you're doing it to catch an eye.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But it's like sometimes you just need to just, you know what I'm saying, just live your life as well. But, I mean.
That I don't get. Because even sometimes, man, you feel guilty about, I don't know, sometimes I even feel guilty about posting certain shit that I'm doing because I'm like, damn, I don't want to, like, make it look
like, a I don't certain like, way. I don't like you feeling know? Like, oh, I'm boasting.
Yeah, I
just
you
never
liked
that. Like,
what I don't think is.
I think sometimes I'm too humble. But I like being humble, though, because I'm not like, everybody look at me, look what I got, look at my car. Because I feel like we're at the age now you should have these things.
Right, but if you're celebrating yourself, then that's one thing. Right. But it's just like, I don't know.
Yeah, like the whole, like, you doing, but I mean, I do know a few people who, that's how they carry themselves. But, I mean, once you realize, you know that's a deeper thing that they probably dealing with.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So you just...
If you're posting happy things this is the issue I have. People that get on Instagram want to be motivational and positivity, all this and that, but they're a fucking shitty-ass person in real life.
It's like
you're not going by these morals that you're posting on Instagram. So sometimes I just be feeling like the internet just dehumanizes everybody and everybody's just supposed to be these happy fucking rich people.
Yeah.
And no, we're living like real life and we go through real shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of that, I think that could roll into that. Lunch, $100, $30.
Carrie, you got AT&T, you got T-Mobile.
AT&T. Yeah, nigga, let's talk about your cell phone service real quick.
Wow.
You got a T-Mobile bag over there?
Nah, that's somebody used to work there.
God damn, bro, what the fuck is you?
Hey, pay attention to the pod, dog.
They be having T-Mobile Friday, T-Mobile Tuesdays, giving free bags and shit.
I thought you had AT&T. What that T-Mobile bag?
Bro, that's two counters away, dog.
I was like, you talking about my service? Like, damn.
He said, and what type of air fryer is that, too, dog? What brand is it?
Yeah, asking the important questions.
Sure. Okay. Should I play the little
clip? How much they charging for lunch out here?
Lunch? Oh.
That's what we're talking about, right?
So somebody came on TikTok, and I want to play the clip. Or should I just send it to you?
Okay, so yeah, story time. So y'all, please tell me if I'm wrong. So today, this dude wrote me on Instagram, and he was like, can I send you money? Let me send you money for lunch. So I was like, okay. I wrote him back, and I was like, send it. So he wrote me and was like, okay, what's your Cash App? So I sent him the Cash App. Yeah, I just knew I was finna open my Cash App, and I was finna have at least probably about $100. You get what I'm saying? Because, like, this, I eat, and that's how much I spent on my food.
For lunch.
Yeah, I opened my Cash App, and this man sent me $30. Yeah. Yes, $30. And I'm just like, at first I'm like, damn, like, am I ungrateful? Like, am I fucked up? Like, feeling like, why the fuck would you send me $30? But then I had to ask people, and they was like, nah, because I'm like, $30 is not even half a tank in my car. Like, what the fuck you thought I was going to go to Chick-fil-A? Like, I mean, I'm trying to figure out what did you think I was going to eat? It's like, when I go and eat, I eat full course meals. Like, I order a appetizer, a entree, and a dessert, and a drink. That can't even get me two drinks. Like, what the fuck? And then this man had the audacity to write me back and say.
Okay. I hope they heard that. Was they able to hear that?
We was able to hear that shit.
Yeah, that shit was loud as hell.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I think they heard it.
$30 for lunch. I feel like $30 for lunch is great.
Let me start here. I think the problem is the dudes, though. Like, you shouldn't be jumping in nobody's DM that you don't know like that, offering to just buy them lunch.
Hey, don't blow the bag for them, bro. Stop hating on them. No, you right. You right.
Niggas do that all the time on Twitter. They do that.
That's a problem.
But why?
Because
it ain't tricking if you got it.
No. Okay, then niggas send $100.
Just for lunch?
I ain't tricking that much.
So you on her side. You $100. So
nah, if you that type of nigga, don't. Nah, I'm saying if you a type of nigga, don't be mad when they be like, bro, 30.
Don't like, say you a bougie ass.
Like, yo, I ain't talking to you for sending $30, nigga. If you want my time, send $100, and I'm with them then.
That's not what she said, though.
He reached out to her saying, can I buy you lunch today?
That's what I'm saying. That's like, damn.
That's a good gesture, though.
That's nice. It's a nice gesture. $30.
Never lead with money, first of all.
What? But that ain't leading with money, though. That's leading.
I ain't buying you shit.
It's not, though. It's leading with giving. Being nice.
No, you're trying to buy this. You're trying to buy somebody.
You're buying lunch.
No, because, okay.
If we're buying lunch, let's go to lunch. I'll buy it.
She probably working. For both of us.
Let's sit down.
She don't give a fuck.
You got an hour break?
He might be in a whole other state. Hey. He's trying to be nice and buy her lunch.
Oh, no, look.
That's nothing crazy.
No. Look, if it's given where you're going to just give her money for lunch and leave her alone, then cool. You know what I'm saying? Then nice gesture. Give, bro. You know what I mean?
What makes y'all think that's not what's going to happen?
No, because she said, what makes you think that you're going to give me $30 and I'm going to continue to talk to you?
First of all, why?
That's her perception.
What person in their right mind, I guess that people do nice shit for people, with no intent for themselves to get something back? I'm not buying lunch from some random person, not expecting nothing back.
You're not?
No.
Niggas be expecting shit back for
not
lunch.
Not expecting like some coochie or something, bro. I'm trying to my intent is to get
you
in your ear.
You applying that pressure, right?
Yeah, basically.
Okay. It's a nice thing to do to maybe just
start it.
Yeah, to start.
Nah,
to get it started.
Bro.
Get the engine running.
Nah,
get it revved up.
No, we can go sit down and eat, dog. I personally think,
yes, I agree with you. The whole starting with money, I do see how it's a nice gesture, but if I don't know you and haven't talked to you and we're just... You're just somebody that I have on Twitter, and it's like, hey, what did you eat today? Can I buy you lunch? Cool. I don't even have your number. One, now I have to get your number because, or you need my Cash App. Then we got like, you're leading with money, so it's like, okay, you're gonna buy me lunch, and I still
facts.
I'm not really fucking with you.
You a trick out the gate,
bro. You know what I'm saying? Like
y'all saying buying somebody lunch.
No, hold on.
Buying lunch is not just tricking.
First of all, it's not even buying lunch. You're sending money to somebody cash app. You don't know what they about to do with that money.
Your intentions is it's for lunch.
It don't matter
though.
Your intentions. Thanks for the money. Now next time I hit you, hey, I'm hungry again. And I need $50 now.
And then it's my choice whether I'm going to give it to you or not.
Nah, I don't mind. That. Like, look, you know somebody, you got their number, like, cool, bro. Like,
that's normal.
Yeah, that's
you
fine.
You like me, I like you, we talk on the phone, send me Lenny. But the whole, I don't even know who you are. Good morning, you look beautiful today. Can I buy you some lunch? That ain't tricking?
Nah, hold on. Because some women, they like, nah.
You might be able to get a Starbucks, maybe.
You know, but
I don't even know.
But it's like straight up, because we see it. Some dudes straight up, they're online like, what's your Cash App? That's their first thing they messaging women out here.
Because what they got to offer is
money.
Or because that's kind of what gets the women's attention is, that's what you see.
Nah, but you know how that starts? That starts because you reward that type of behavior, though. I'm saying women is acting that way and dudes is shit. They all gonna be that way.
With
the times.
So she must be that. Let me just say this. I don't agree with her at all. I think $30 for lunch is more than enough. One, I'm in California, Sacramento, so it's expensive out here. $30 for lunch. I can get me I'm trying to think, if I wanted to eat a good ass lunch for $30, I'm gonna go to Paisano's. I might get me a pasta, some garlic bread, and a drink. That's just being extra. But $30, even Chipotle, and I would have still had leftovers to eat lunch tomorrow. But I think I think to send somebody lunch, $20 to $30 is reasonable. I'm not gonna complain about that. But it's so crazy because after this whole thing came out, somebody offered to buy me lunch, right? And I'm grateful for whoever be want to do stuff for me. I don't care. If you're get a coffee, boom, okay, you sent me money to get a coffee. That's cool. I've had that happen before. I don't complain about that. Coffee's cheap.
Is that wrong?
I don't think that's wrong. If you say, here's $10 for morning, for your Starbucks, cool. I'm not even about to, you only sent me $10 for coffee. Coffee
sending
is
$7 is wrong.
But listen, this man sent me, he said, good morning, you look beautiful today. Did you eat today? I want to buy you lunch. I said, no, I haven't ate yet. He sent me $15. $15. And I still had to come out of pocket for my lunch. My lunch came up to $17.
Well, that's because you bought two. What'd you say?
Two Whoppers.
Now you bought two sets of McNuggets or some shit, right? Ain't that what you said?
I bought a 12-piece from Chick-fil-A.
You see what I mean?
I don't even get that.
All you needed was the 8-piece, and you would have been
You could have got the spicy deluxe.
Why? I'm gonna try not to say so much. Why should I have to? If I'm going to spend this on me anyways and I buy lunch, this is what I'm doing. You offered to buy lunch, but I still had to come out of pocket. That's a problem for me.
So what?
A problem.
$15.
It's a problem. It saved me. Yeah, I only spent $2. Cool. Free lunch. Whatever. But
did
now
you download the app?
But
the
now
Chick-fil-A
you're
app? He was supposed to do
but
that
now
too.
You're expecting my time.
You could have used the rewards.
Okay, you see? That's what I'm saying. To me, that's what it's dudes. That's where bro, it's that's their way to try to get their time. I think.
And I'm not somebody you need to buy. It's nice. I've never had a man just willingly want to do stuff for me. It is nice to do that. But sometimes I feel obligated to now I got to give you my time when I don't even like you like that.
Obligated to do nothing.
And that's the thing about trade, giving money. Now you're expecting something back, right? And you might not even be fucking with buddy. Bro, it's bad.
And I didn't ask. I didn't say I'm hungry or nothing. It's just you offered and you asked. I literally didn't offer or ask.
Okay, so do y'all feel the same way about people buying women drinks in the club?
No, because first of all, we're in person, bro. Second of all, when I buy you this drink, we got time to talk. Because we waiting on a drink.
But I don't want to talk.
No,
it depends on what you look like.
You send the money. That's the start. That's an initiation to some conversation.
Oh, and that. Even with that, I never been that, bro.
You never bought a bitch a drink?
No. No, I have, but not a girl that I didn't have no convo with.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're not about
that
to
that ain't my. I'm not starting a combo with, hey, let me, nope. Well, yeah, I've never been there.
I mean, I feel you on that, and I'm not saying that, like, just to be, I ain't sending nobody, no, I wouldn't send nobody no lunch money besides my girl. You feel me? I mean, if I didn't have a girl, I wouldn't do that.
Like, yeah, that
with
whole,
my girlfriend, I would do that for her. But for a random girl, I'm not doing that. That's crazy.
Nah, I will, yeah, exactly. Random girl, mm-hmm. Like, I will send it randomly to somebody I know, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, bro, I'm not starting no combo with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm
going to get you a drink at the bar, dog.
Because you're right. That, if like, you lead with that and you're just like, I want to send you money, next time I am going to be hungry. Next time I'm going to, now I'm treating you like a trick.
Yeah, I need 75. Yeah.
But that's because you don't like them.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's what it's ultimately about. Yeah, but if you like them, you're going to be like, oh, my God, that was so nice. That butterflies.
Nah, but you see.
That feeling Soulja Boy gave
me. Hey, yo. You should have never told, nah.
Oh, wait, what happened? Did the live end? What does it say?
Got kicked off. Damn.
Yeah.
Just continue. Oh. Bro, I can't see no more, bro. I swear, bro. Lie, just continue.
Recontinue it.
Damn.
Your jacket, dog. Hey.
Hey, cut the jacket out of there,
bro. I'm a try, bro. Nah, where were we at?
But I don't think. I think $20 to $30 is nice for lunch. If you don't want to send a girl that much money, then offer to. Do you like coffee? Send her $10 for some coffee. I don't think there's nothing wrong with that.
Don't listen to me. Hey, listen to me. Don't send nothing. Use your mouthpiece, dog.
Yeah, bro.
What happened to regular conversation? What happened to going out and going to get some coffee together?
That's what I'm saying, man. We gotta.
Listen to me, bro.
You old digital ass niggas, man. Want to send?
I was on a digital wave way before. I'm gonna
send you some Bitcoin next.
If I got on Instagram, I am. I got a number. Remember?
He was the first one. You was ahead of your time, bro, because niggas was looking at you like, what?
No, nah, I didn't think that was crazy, but still, that's...
That was, at the time, that was crazy, bro. We was getting numbers, dog. We was not
really
getting Instagrams.
Getting numbers, real numbers?
It really wasn't that crazy.
Though. It was ahead of it, that was ahead
now
of its time.
Now it is, though. I'm not giving nobody my number. You can follow me on Instagram.
See, but now it's the other way around, like how you said.
Yeah.
At the time, it was probably... It was earlier Instagram days.
It's like 2013, 2012.
Yeah.
So
I don't even know if they had
so if it's, you
direct
got Instagram,
message.
Yeah, it's like.
You're right. You didn't even have DMs.
Low-key.
Yeah. So it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, mom.
You got access to her.
Snick
every day.
He on.
That's crazy.
Now you're
it's
a little,
true, though. It's true, though.
Now you on the her old ass post trying to talk to her.
Yeah, we didn't even have DMs. You go to the old picture.
53 weeks. Hey, what up?
People still be doing that. I've seen some of you motherfuckers in my girl. Hey. The old comment, like, boy, I slapped shit out your ass. I seen the motherfucker.
Hey,
I be going back
believe,
looking too, boy.
Bro, you used to be able to see when motherfuckers comment on
shit. Oh, my God, what they like. Yeah, bro.
Them was wild times.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I miss those times.
Yeah, everybody exposed.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this nigga.
What you liking so?
Yeah,
nah.
I'm glad they took all that shit off.
I don't look at that anymore anyways. So y'all ain't sending $30. So what's a reasonable? We didn't get to an. Well, I got a conclusion.
Not a damn thing from.
What
us.
Is a reasonable amount of money to send your significant other for lunch?
Oh, significant other?
Ain't no limit.
Whatever they eat.
But if they say I'm hungry, babe, I want some. What are you sending her?
I mean,
a 40 piece.
Okay.
You get anything with a 40 piece, and if you getting something else, you better be getting me something.
You know, I was just. 20. That's all she. I mean, unless she tell me she going somewhere where she needs.
Unless if she tell you where.
But if she's just at work, like I'm hungry, you sending 20.
Yeah, because okay. I mean, she going.
What you 20, eating at work that you need more than $40 for?
Or I'll just I could just Uber her the money or the food or DoorDash her the food.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I used to pull up on my girl, eat lunch with her all the time.
What
like,
lunch you know, costs more than $40?
$40? Nothing. $40 is perfect because my thing is with 20. sometimes if we're at work, we want to DoorDash, it might come up to like 20-fold and something. Yeah. Or,
well, what if I'm
but if you're actually, if you're DoorDashing it.
What if he the DoorDasher?
Because, yeah, if you're at work, that's reasonable, if you at work, bro, you, what, hour to 30-minute break? Like, what you getting at? Where you going as?
Boiling crab, huh? Like, you got the crab at work?
Yeah, nothing for lunch should cost more than $30.
That's what she said, $100. Like, yeah, that your was back crazy. Must be
she
wide.
She trying to put some gas in the back, tank. Huh?
She talking about dinner, though.
Yeah.
She's it just.
And that's dinner for, yeah.
Drinks and dinner. A meal and a, what did she say? What are those called before your meal?
Appetizers.
Appetizers. Like, bitch, ain't nobody don't eating appetizers for lunch. Yeah.
I hate that.
Nah, but shit, I mean, yeah, I think it all depends.
Ain't nobody eating appetizers for lunch.
But shit, let's.
Hey, nah, never that's not true.
They be having wings on the appetizer.
Them sliders from Applebee's be hitting.
Yeah, but we're talking about lunch. Like, real people ain't just stopping and going to fucking Applebee's.
I didn't eat the sliders for dinner before. Fire. I had Applebee's sliders.
I like Applebee's. Yeah, their sliders are.
I ain't been to Applebee's in so long, bro. Last time I went to Applebee's, boy, I had a Superman. Boy, I don't remember being there, bro.
You ain't go when they had the dollar margaritas?
No, bro. I think I probably was like 22, 23 last time I went to.
I've been meaning to go, but I always miss it.
They still got that?
Y'all ever had a black Superman?
That drink is so old and nasty.
That's what I'm saying. I was at Applebee's at that time.
That was a long time ago.
That shit's disgusting. I don't even know why they need to discontinue that shit, not the TikTok live.
My mom loves black licorice.
Nah, that's crazy. Disgusting.
It's an acquired taste because I'm not. Mm-mm.
But, bro, how much you got to eat that shit to, like.
Start liking it?
Yeah, bro.
Like, you know what's other snacks in here? You buying that shit.
Mm-mm. That's disgusting. A lot of nasty shit. Y'all eat fish.
I do eat fish.
Fish hella good. I didn't ever want to just start eating just like, that's my
like
only.
Like being a pescatarian?
Everything.
I ate salmon the other day. It was like,
you don't like fish?
Bro, I had salmon pasta yesterday. Literally yesterday.
Nah,
bro,
salmon, it depends how it's cooked, though, bro.
But yeah, salmon fire, anyway.
I feel
good.
You like that.
Put some brown sugar on it.
Yeah, like, it was honey
on it. Honey, yeah.
Lemon and
got to glaze that motherfucker.
No, I don't. I really don't. Decent. I don't really fuck with seafood.
It's just fishy.
Yeah, that fishy.
Nah, bro, y'all got it. Y'all getting it. It's not.
Nah, bro, it's what not. You walk in any seafood place that smell, bro, to me, I don't rock with it.
They got to clean it. Nah, they got to be fresh.
The fresher it is, the more fishy that shit be.
Facts. We had that fresh Atlantic salmon from
Costco. Like, bro, when that shit is fresh, like.
Was that wild caught or farm raised?
I'd rather have it was farm raised, bro, that wild.
I like
gotta get
wild
the wild, yeah.
It was wild Atlantic salmon, I think. I don't know.
Man, salmon hit.
No, you do. I agree. Like, it's a few, you know what I mean? Fishes.
It's a
few little fishy fishes I fuck with.
I was like, nah, that shit gonna sound wrong. Then, but
that's crazy.
Yeah,
man,
nah.
Man.
What else?
Damn, I wanna ask a question so bad.
You ever smell some fishy box?
Hey, chill.
Not even that. Anthony, goddamn. Fuck. I mean, it was something like that. But I ain't gonna act like it was. not like, I wasn't gonna ask it like that, dog.
I was gonna say something, but I'm like, let me not.
Yeah, PG, bro.
Look,
keep
everybody was gonna
chill.
Say something.
I was.
Like, man, I'm trying to say something.
Everybody was gonna say something.
Damn.
Yo.
Yeah, everybody got a filter today because we're live on TikTok. Huh? Can't go back and, you know, bleep that.
What you going to say, E?
Huh?
What else
man,
we got
what
there?
Else we getting into?
Y'all don't eat fish. That's crazy.
That shit nasty.
Fish fire.
Like I said,
and seafood.
Hey, speaking of
I'm done eating crab, though. I ain't going to lie. Crab fire.
I love crab.
Bro, it's too much effort, dog.
Get a king crab.
And that's another thing I don't understand.
What does that mean? You still.
It's more meat.
Pause. But it's still hella effort. Like, it's not. Like, it ain't worth all that work.
It very much so.
Nah, we'll be killing
me.
I get like
a food orgasm when I crack open a crab, and it's just like, oh. God, it's just so good. And then it comes out and it's just dangling in your face.
Oh, yo, hey.
Yeah, I'm done eating crab, dog. Like I said,
oh, bro.
The butter just dripping off of it. I just be like,
oh my God.
Oh my God. God, it's so good. I love now, crab.
I was going to say, like, when I be seeing, like, y'all eat crawfish and all that shit, I'd be like,
crawfish is too much. That's a little too much.
That's a baby crab.
Yeah,
that's
but like no meat work. In there. Don't know what he wants.
Why they need to start having people crack your crab for you.
Look, I would finding like jobs for niggas. Look at
crack crapper. Crack. What is it?
Like, what you cracker? Do for a living, bro?
Crack crabs.
Be cracking.
Fire, bro.
Hey, speaking of the restaurant industry, how y'all feel about the culture of tipping right now, bro? They asking for a tip extreme.
I have a lot. Let me just say this. People might hate me for this. I don't tip. Never been big on tipping.
Well, where?
No. Anywhere. I don't care. I just barely started tipping because I feel like I have to because they be like, oh, are you going to tip? And I just be looking at them and they look at me and I'm like, okay. Bitch, I need my money too. I'm struggling just like you, bitch. I was barely made here to eat.
I mean, cause tip, I don't mind tipping if you actually doing a service. But if I'm going up to like the pizza counter to get a pizza,
yeah, bro.
And y'all want to tip.
Yeah, no. Even at Starbucks now, they're like, no, bitch, I drove here myself and I made it to the drive-thru. I'm not tipping nobody.
Like, you doing your job.
But let me say, I'm getting older. I'm trying to, you know, if I do get good service somewhere, I will love a few loose dollars.
Yeah, I will tip like 15, 20% if I'm at a restaurant and they was cool. Even if they ain't cool, I still leave $5, $10. But if they do good, I'm giving 20%. Feel me?
That's 15, so
20%.
Nice.
And that's what
of you.
What you supposed to do when you, you know, go to these nice restaurants and all that type of stuff?
Shit, nice restaurants, they take that shit out, bro.
Some of them, depending.
That gratitude is already enough for me, baby. I'm not doing nothing else.
gratitude.
Same thing. But yeah, I'm like, yeah, I mean, it's good to tip, though. But yeah, if they took that out already, like.
But cool. Yeah, because they asking for tips for everything.
Nah, they are, though. I just now started getting bold enough to where I'm like, nigga, decline, bro.
Hey.
I used to be up
in
there
your
like,
face.
Zero.
No.
Yeah, zero.
They ever get you with the gratuity and you still tip on top of that?
Yeah.
I'll be looking at the ticket afterward.
I did.
Fuck the shit I get you.
I went to a dope restaurant in Roseville, too.
Yeah, that's where I went, too.
Yeah, but, you know, mm-hmm. they took a nice chunk, and I still tipped them after, but I mean
exactly where you talking about.
Yeah, I know. You know, yeah. We fuck with them though, but that shit was nice.
Ooh, it's hella good.
He was.
QP2, mm-hmm. whatever.
Q1227.
Yeah. They're fried lobster bites.
Fire. To die for.
To die for, my God. Right.
You know, I had steak, bro.
I haven't tried their steak.
Don't eat that seafood shit. Huh? Yeah, I don't eat that shit, bro.
Bomb. The best.
They actually say, you know what I'm saying, you're supposed to eat food from the from water. Your fish, seafood. Not supposed to be eating these cows and these chickens and these ducks.
Ducks.
Nah, fish is too much mercury in there.
Mercury?
Yeah.
Mercury.
That's all right, bro.
But shit, nah, but it's just the smell, bro.
We know. We know. Y'all don't like fish.
Yeah, I can't get over that.
How y'all feel about, like, tipping, like, with the, like, barbers and shit like that? Do you feel like they should just, if they want tips, just include that in the price, as opposed to expecting like something on top.
If they do that in the price, y'all gonna be like, "This shit hella expensive."
I'd rather them include it in the price
if you want a tip.
Oh,
just being
depends,
but a tip is a kind gesture, bro.
But they be making it seem like it's like law
now you're okay
to
with
tip.
Kind
like,
gestures.
I feel like with the
no,
tipping,
I'm not saying I'm okay with it. I'm just saying like it's not. It's not mandatory.
But people make it feel like that it is mandatory, though. People make it feel like it's mandatory to tip. If you don't tip, you're just, it's like, damn, bitch, you're a horrible person.
Well, in a restaurant, when somebody's serving you, I think
you're getting paid hourly.
How you like to be served? You like them for them to
get paid shit, though. I work
in a restaurant. And I'm sorry, this is not to no shade to no servers either. But if you're a good server, you know, I might give you some $5. But
$5. That means I'm gonna break this $5 down and get you $2.50.
So even if you go to a restaurant and spend $200 on a dinner, you only giving $5?
That's why.
I'm giving $5 and whoever's with me gotta get $5.
Don't judge her, bro. This is how she tips.
Am I going to jail because I'm not a good tipper?
No. Pay for the food. Who paid for
the food was a lot of money.
Yeah.
Lower the prices in this motherfucker.
Hey, I mean, it's a culture, I guess. I don't know.
Hey, now you say barbers, bro. Yeah, them niggas be, you know, when haircuts was like $20.
Why do you get different. Looked at like that if you don't tip?
Because we just greedy.
Well, that's greedy because I don't want to tip.
No, not you, the other person.
Servers don't make good money, though. Their money is made off the tips.
But I'm saying you're saying this
like
tip.
We told them to be a server.
Because they get paid off the tips.
You get paid at your job. Somebody say, bro, you did this so nice. And I do a similar job too. Bro, I don't get, I wish
but y'all don't get paid like servers though.
Exactly. I get paid a lot more than a server.
Me too.
Yeah. So.
That's not, and that's because we decided to go get these type of jobs.
That's the difference though.
I'm not against, but we shouldn't be mad at the person that got the job, right? And we shouldn't be mad at the person that's tipping. We should be mad at the company for not paying these people more money.
Okay, so y'all say that, but then y'all be mad if we end up going to restaurants and we get bad service though.
No. I'm mad that the people not getting paid more by the company. You expected me
but
to pay them.
I don't
them.
Think that people should look at me like a horrible person because I don't like to tip that well.
But look at your boss because he don't value enough to pay. What they're actually saying is, so we pay you this amount because you're going to make this in tips. Mm-hmm. That's literally what they say.
Yeah, something like
and
that.
How they go about it.
Yeah.
So it's like if you're not demanding for higher pay. But you want the customer to come in and pay you just because you're doing your job. Not to say that you don't deserve a tip. Like, I'm a tip. I didn't say I don't tip. But, I mean, you demanding the customer to give you majority of your salary.
But the incentive for them to give you great service. When y'all go to a restaurant, do y'all want great service? Yes or no?
Yeah.
I don't really. Honestly, I just want service. Like, drop my food off, fill my water up.
It's not that I want great service. I want to not be bothered too much. Don't keep coming to the table asking if I'm okay. Or don't take too long if you know everybody's done eating and we've just been sitting there.
You don't want them to check on you to make sure you're cool?
When they make sure you're
filling up your water, your drink, whatever you got?
Yeah, every now and then.
You could do that as a stop by.
You could
be in
there and fill up my water one more time, bro. That's it. Like, I'm going to drink probably like half.
But no, I do want good service, but sometimes it'd be a little too much, and it's kind of like, okay, I'm just trying to eat.
All the servers out there, if y'all see them at y'all restaurant,
fuck with me. I'm a nice guy.
Go to the opposite table.
I'm nice.
Nah, yeah, I think the only thing, too, though, is like, yeah, I think more people got to be brave. If you get bad service, man, fuck that.
Bad service fucks up your experience.
Because that'd be the thing. Like, sometimes some people, like, they just tip all the time, even when the service ain't, you know. Ain't good.
Because I went to Mimosa House in Roseville a couple weeks back. And, like, the lady, I don't know. She was just not that good. So, it was, like, we spent, like, what, maybe, like, $80, $90 or something like that. Typically, I would, you know, I might give, like, a $15 tip or whatever off that. I was, like, I probably gave her, like, $5 or something. Just because the service was not good.
You know what I mean? But I feel like, yeah, that's a way to show like, it. Like,
throughout the day, if that that's happening to you, that's going to add up quickly. So,
but it's also
good service.
It's also servers that assume that you're not going to tip when you walk through the door.
There's that part too.
That's crazy.
So if I notice that
good service,
yeah, and I notice that, be like, okay, I'm gonna give you what you're asking for.
Maybe I don't give you no tip at all in that case. If that's really how I feel,
sometimes they be getting me though because I try to prove a point. Like, let me give them a little.
I try not to put that just on people though. You feel me? Yeah. You don't know. They might just be having a bad day or they just might be overwhelmed.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, I've worked in customer service before, so I know what it's like, you know. But I like good customer service anywhere I go, whether I'm at a high-quality restaurant or McDonald's. If you're giving me shitty customer service at McDonald's, I'm going to be pissed.
Would y'all tip somebody at McDonald's?
No. And they be acting like a motherfucking sauce is coming out their goddamn paycheck. Give me an extra sauce.
Who tipping at Starbucks?
I'm not tipping at Starbucks. They be asking for a tip.
I'm the only one, bro.
You tip at Starbucks?
You still going to Starbucks?
Nah, I'm not. I mean, sometimes.
Why? Whoa. Why not?
Kerry, you don't even drink coffee.
I'm just asking.
They're being supportive of the situation.
What's going on in the Middle East? Okay.
Well, I need my coffee. I'm sorry.
I mean, there's other places. There's Dunkin' Donuts. There's
since I came back home, bro, we've been having a coffee brewing at work, bro. That's not going crazy in there.
I don't drink coffee.
Me either, bro.
My bad.
I don't drink coffee. I don't eat seafood. I don't do that weird shit.
Anywho, fuck. Coffee is a bean.
Nah, I ain't. I'm just messing with you.
I like how you smell though. Offend the coffee drinkers. I like how you smell. It's just, bro. I begin to
drink some black drink.
I be getting runs when I drink that.
Coffee wait, just don't taste black? Good, though.
Huh? I feel like I'm
you're
not.
You're on to the black? Yeah.
I haven't made it there yet. I'm in, like,
nah.
Medium.
No, nah, no, nah, I fuck with. I put creamer in there for sure. Creamer. No sugar, but creamer for sure, yeah. Yeah.
The creamer makes cool with sound, it.
That, huh? No, the creamer cool has it. Sugar already.
Yeah, it makes, I know you do, but shit, I mean.
Nah, bro, sugar.
You get that vanilla or the sweet Italian sweet
it's enough. It's enough. Promise you. But
he said Italian sweet cream. Sweet cream, I think I've only tried like French vanilla or some shit.
It's
like
the same shit. Yeah. It just got a little to it. Okay. But I was about to say if you drink like a little 6 ounce of black coffee before going into the gym, bro, you be him wired.
I hear it's a good pre workout.
Wired and shitty.
Yeah, that's the thing, bro.
You got a shit, bro. Everybody got
every
a shit
time
now.
I drink that shit, bro.
Everybody got a shit now, Kerry. I know, okay. But
not like that, though, bro. That should be giving me the runs, bro.
It's really the
it's
cream.
It's a good laxative.
You see? I'm cool. That's why motherfuckers be blowing this shit at work. Like, bro.
Why you keep running to the bathroom?
Do y'all use the bathrooms
nah,
at work?
Hell no. I don't.
My body, no.
Hell no.
My body, no. Crazy. You got to wait till
you
get
home,
my guy.
As long as I got some wet wipes, I'm in there. I don't care.
Fuck all that.
As long as it's comfortable. Like,
you got to sit down regardless.
It's a point in time.
But I've been like that before, though, in high school and stuff. I never went to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. But you always had to sit down, even in high school.
I wouldn't pee until I got home. I'd pee before I'd leave the house and when I got home.
And
what?
It's a point in time when you got to grow up, nigga.
Yeah.
You're going to feel like I said, we work similar jobs, bro. We be out there, bro. You just got it. It's like, bro.
Nah, if
you.
I had to, if I was in a situation where I got to,
bro, you walking around with your stomach hurting all day.
Hell
no. Sometimes I just gotta fart.
You're not gonna go home and shit or.
No, when I go home, I take shit every day.
Yo, wait. No.
I do that before I go to work.
It's just my body just know, man. My body built different, bro. Because
some people is like they wait till they get to work, like dog.
It's the best time, bro.
They might have just
I'm on a clock, baby.
Right.
I'm on a clock. Exactly.
Literally.
Exactly.
Nah, yeah.
What? Took my 10 in, 15, couple, you feel me? A couple breaks in here.
Nah, that's funny, though.
That's normal shit.
What else did y'all want to talk about? What else was y'all?
Where we at on time?
We off track, bro. Like... I mean, feel like we've been.
I know, right?
Long, bro. I feel like it was about
yeah,
2 hours.
We've been here, been in this motherfucker too.
Yeah,
hours.
We were setting up for a long time.
Oh, that's all we had in the outline? Damn. We didn't get very far, huh? Let's find some topics, y'all.
Check the quick hitters, man.
Single mothers raising the worst kids.
Oh, now y'all seen that? Now hold on, y'all seen the seven, the lady with seven kids?
Oh, yeah, I did want to talk about that.
Y'all seen that? She's looking for love.
Yeah, she's going to have a hard time.
Man, I'm tired of this man.
You know what? I don't
shit.
Think she's going to have too much of a hard time. Well, let me just say this. Seven kids is a lot. Mm-hmm. There is a man that is, you know, he probably got kids too. But I think the best thing that she had going for herself was she got one baby daddy.
Yeah. So
it's like, you know, we don't got to deal with so many different people. You know?
Less baby daddy drama, but
right.
It can
but
still
a lot of,
be baby daddy
but
drama.
But I feel like I don't think she'll have a problem finding love, though.
She got seven kids?
Yeah, one, by yeah, one. Nick. By bruh, one. Y'all got to make that shit work.
He's still here on Earth?
That's a great question.
Yeah, I don't know.
Got
to
ask questions
right,
like that.
Right, because that matters. That matters.
That shit matters.
But, I mean, I think she would have
yeah, yeah, because that's a very good. Like,
she on TV?
Like,
that makes a very big difference, too. What you going? What you got going on?
What channel that's on, Zeus?
No.
Oh, we got to talk about that fake wild. What the fuck is that fake
oh
wild?
Oh, my God. The wild versus bad versus wild.
We're going to get to that, though.
That was crazy.
Nah, but shit, I think, like, I mean, so she got seven kids, same dude.
He was
wild. Bro, y'all got to make crazy. That shit work, man.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, seven kids with one man. Why is it not working out now?
Right.
Just, okay, for the other side. Like, the new guy trying to date, right? You don't think he going to be like, he always going to feel like, bro, that's your girl, bro. Like,
seven.
Bro, we got y'all got seven of them?
Yeah, I mean, even if that's not the case, like, first of all, you got to, bro, that's a lot of responsibility to take on, bro. You know what I mean? like, you know.
Yeah, being a, like, you know.
What's popping, Jerron? What's popping, y'all? What's going
a
on?
A step parent or something for seven kids? That's
right.
That's a lot.
And I seen a lot of people saying she got to deal with somebody who got a bunch of kids too, but damn.
I think that even just makes matters worse.
Exactly, I think so.
I think you got to be with somebody that just.
Somebody that don't have no kids being with somebody with seven kids, I feel like they should not do that. That's kind of taking their experience away as a.
I mean, it depends. Though. Yeah, I think it had to be like the right person that they just never wanted.
You're
to.
You're just going to be willing to take on seven little motherfuckers?
I mean, I don't.
If you,
that's what I'm saying. Know.
If they're not planning on having like kids moving forward or something. Then
you're going to want one for yourself.
Depends how old, exactly. Depends that's how right. old the kids is, too.
That does matter. The youngest, at least.
If they, like, if they older kid, or if they, like, you know.
If it's under one, that relationship ain't done.
Oh, yeah. That's a, she got, she trying to be a rapper, y'all.
Nah, that's what I'm
that's
saying.
That's a bar.
She right. trying to if be a rapper, y'all.
I didn't even hear that one more time with your rapper.
I didn't think we caught it. But I caught it, though.
Get you a Cuban.
That is,
Cuban.
That is the motto I go by.
Cuban on Cuban.
Cuban on Cuban.
Nah, is she under one? What you say?
If that kid is under one, that relationship ain't done.
Right. And that's deep.
I hear that. I hear
damn.
So factual.
Bars.
Don't be fucking around with a little six-month-old baby. Like, no.
Yeah, no, nah, I think.
It's
yeah.
Dash. Eh. I mean, I can't agree with that.
What you mean, bro?
That's not true.
Sometimes he works out.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Yeah, I say that much.
But nah, yeah, I'm saying like.
Live your life, dog.
Yeah, with her, I say she should try to work it out with dude. Unless she did
something. Yeah, but when you got that many kids, yeah. It's like,
try to work it out.
Marriage
right?
counseling yeah, or something.
You know what I mean?
Because you had seven kids with that man.
Right.
After the first one, you knew who the fuck that was. And then the second one and the third one, you was like, okay. And then you have 4, 5, 6, and 7.
Yeah, like, damn, what? Like,
bro,
what
how old is these kids?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, that's
because she didn't seem that old. You know, she didn't seem that old, though.
Did she seem maybe like mid, like 30s?
Right.
Mid, yeah, low, she wasn't mid-30s? Hella old.
Yeah, she wasn't old.
Like, bro, man, she was in her 20s getting busy.
Getting that thing waxed.
Then then this nigga like, bad, all right, bro. Then.
Then like, he just dip?
I mean, I don't know, shit.
Seven kids.
And you know how, like, for niggas, you don't know, you wouldn't know, the, like, he probably ain't announcing that shit.
Nah, he gonna go on a show, too.
He out there living his life.
Right.
He ain't got to worry about this, because he ain't got the damn kids.
Damn.
Damn, hey, man, niggas. How you know he don't, bruh?
Yeah.
Because, like, bruh.
Because the grandmama got the baby.
For the most part, it's rare. So, like, it's a rare situation where it's, like, you know, like we talked about, what was that last week?
Yeah.
Where it's like, it's legit split 50-50. Most of the times, the woman is the custodial parent.
For sure.
So in that situation where she got the seven kids, not to say that dad's not, you know, there, he's not present, but generally, they probably live with the mom.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and for saying? Her to bring it up, like, could she still find love having seven kids? I think. It's probably
I
one
think
of them
it's
situations.
Possible though.
Yeah.
I know.
With the seven piece,
it's hard though. It's hard. Like we got to keep it real, like, with her though.
But,
it's gonna be hard.
I don't think it's that hard though. It's I know a few women that she's got five kids and each of them got their own dad, and like each time she meets someone, she got a new boyfriend, and then he's willing to take care of. So it be men out there that's they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but I mean, even with that, like them some niggas, you got to see how long they gonna be around.
Yeah, like, when I think about men having multiple baby moms, it's just, like, for me, I kind of just take myself out of the whole equation, and I'm like, okay, am I really about to be this man's fifth baby mom? Or that means my kid comes fifth, and then if we have a kid, my kid's going to come sixth? Like, I don't know. I'm dealing with a man with five baby moms, he got to be making my life super easy, like...
I seen somebody post on Facebook was like, I'm going to love the fuck out my second BD.
Like, bro, I feel it.
Nah, that's crazy. Nigga already, nah, that's funny. Because even how they be like, my third, what they be saying, my third kid got to be your first.
Bro, that, now that's.
That's crazy.
What's up with women not wanting...
Like women with kids.
Not wanting
a dude with kids. Like they want the dude to come in with zero kids.
They
want to
deal with men with no kids.
Yeah.
That's a good question. Yeah, I feel like a lot of those women, they don't want to deal with.
Are you one of those women?
No, I'm not one of those women. I prefer the person that I'm dealing with to have kids, but it's very different stipulations. You got to not just only have kids. You got to be taking care of your kids. I'm not about to be with somebody that's a half-assed parent or you only get them on every other weekend. Because I share my son 50-50, so I expect you to be either a 50-50 parent or a full-time parent.
You got to be fair.
Yeah.
You got to take into account the situation. The situation may not be fair
right.
on their behalf.
So if I come in and fix shit, then it's going to be fair.
Because
if you're dealing with me, I'm not dealing with somebody that's a half-assed parent.
So you're going to help them get their affairs in order as far as their... But sometimes... Legality situations make that tough.
It is tough, like we talked about on the last podcast as well. But I'm not going to sit around and allow my man to be a half-assed parent. If I can help in any way to help you, you know what I mean? Then I'm going to do that. But of course, I'm not going to overstep my boundaries because I'm not this, you know, the mother of, whatever. Yeah. But I'm always trying to keep shit copacetic.
Copacetic.
I would rather deal with a man with kids because I feel like men with kids kind of understand more of like what we're going through on a daily basis or if I don't have time. But a lot of women use that too. Some men do too when they do have kids, use their kids as an excuse of, well, I'm doing this, I can't, But if a man don't have kids and I'm dealing with him, I don't know. He got to have like his shit together. Like grown, like not no little boy. I mean, he has to be a provider and somebody I could bring around my kid, but I just feel like the men with no kids, no offense, Carrie, sometimes they be so weird, like.
No offense, Carrie.
That's the one that be sucking toes in the car?
No, well, I mean.
Anthony trying to figure it out, bro.
The ones the ones that I talk to that have no kids, they just be so needy and it's like they want to talk all day and it's like, don't you got fucking work? Or it's like, if I'm taking my son to school, oh, you want to be on the phone? I don't know. I'm not in a space right now to where I feel like I need to be around anybody anyway, so.
I said you like the talking on the phone thing.
No, I do. When I like you.
See, that's what it depends on.
It depends on if I like you, but.
So if you then, like them, you might be willing to talk on the phone while they're dropping the kid off.
They start turning me off because they're doing all this needy ass shit, and it's like, I like a busy man.
No, I feel you. I feel you, though.
And I like a man that has his own life.
Yeah, of course.
With his own friends, he's doing shit. Make time for me, cool, that's fine. But always want to be in my ass and my friends and my this, this, and that is annoying as fuck.
That is dumb. Yeah, I said that, man. They play Shannon.
But women that say they don't want to deal with kids, but they got kids, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Maybe because they have bad experiences with their baby daddy or something.
Maybe.
And they might not want to deal with two more other people.
Yeah, that'd be
but
fair.
That's what you have to deal with when you have a kid. You got a co-parent.
Okay, well, so I got a question for you guys. If given the choice, question was raised by the good brother, Carrie. If given the choice, would you erase your worst memory or relive your best one, knowing you can't create new ones of equal significance?
One more time.
Were you guys able to keep up? I know it's kind of a loaded question. All right.
This guy.
So if given the choice, would you erase your worst memory or relive your best one?
Relive the best one.
I would want to relive the best one only because the worst memories kind of mold you and teach you how to deal with certain things in life. Whatever you experience as bad, I feel like if you don't know pain, then you don't know, like, great things that could happen. Pain is just a part of life. I wouldn't want to erase. I'd want to just relive my best memory.
What'd you say?
Relive the best one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on, but it was relive your best ones.
You can't agree. You got to do the opposite.
So I'm only not saying that part because they agree that they want the best one. So it doesn't matter if they know they can't create new ones of equal significance. Or what do you mean by
what? Give us the option.
Yeah, the option was, if given the choice, would you erase your worst memory or relive your best one, knowing you can't create new ones of equal significance?
So you can never have a moment better than that.
That's your best memory
that you already had.
So that really don't matter, like Ann said.
Well, I mean, no, it actually does now that he breaks it down. Man. Like that.
Yeah, because I'm like.
Because then now you know, so you're living your life, nothing's going to ever be better than that moment.
That's impossible, though. That's impossible.
That's actually not impossible. But that's why it's a question. That's actually just life.
Tomorrow could be the best day of my life.
But you probably, it can, or it can just go downhill from the last time you had a great time.
But it can't, though, because you know it's not. It's not going to be better than your best memory.
So your best memory.
I'll pick the scenario. So look, I'd rather take away my worst memory.
Why?
Because, bro, that shit's sad.
Yeah, like.
I don't even know what my worst memory is. I had a lot of worst memories.
I like what Latasha said about, you know.
What about what I said?
That kind of molded you. All you did was answer.
We had the same answer initially.
but she expanded on that and said, you know, you reliving, you having your worst memory, it kind of molds you and who you are. And like, I kind of agree with that. I kind of live off that same type of morals. You don't want to erase these things you've been through because they do mold you, and they groom you to be who you are today. If you didn't go through those things, you wouldn't be who you are today.
Sometimes people don't like themselves.
There's that too.
So if you like yourself. But your worst memory might not have anything to do. Like, it's the worst. How will I say, bro?
If it's your worst memory, it is going to have something to do with who you are.
Nah, yeah.
In some way or fashion, it is. It's gonna have something to do with how you treat people,
how you judge people, yeah. how you treat yourself,
how you look at
how
people,
you carry yourself.
Worst memory.
Let's hear it. Let's hear everyone's worst memory.
That's real dark.
Dig in that brain of yours and let's hear that worst.
I'm trying to think what's like the worst.
She gonna share her shit.
I definitely have worse.
For example, death of a family member.
That's always going to be up there.
Is that your worst?
That's your worst memory? That's what you're saying?
When I think of worst memory, I think of something that like directly happened to me.
To you, okay.
That's what I'm saying. I wasn't thinking it that way. But even the death
of somebody, that's something that's.
That's traumatic.
It's going to impact you.
But that's also something everyone goes through.
And if you didn't know what death felt like when it happens. Now you know, you kind of like get numb. I don't know if you know that feeling forever. But you know the feeling, so it's like when it hits.
You know the taste.
It still always hits, feeling, but it's taste. Like you get better with what? Dealing with it.
Nah, that's true.
That's funny.
That's true, but.
Hold on.
What?
You said you know the feeling, the taste. I'm laughing.
Nah, bro, like when you get that news, though, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you're
it's
already
like,
expecting.
You taste like, I feel like you taste like. Like a litter. Hey, for real. You see, we're going too far now. I'm just saying, like, all right, so, like, when something drastic happens,
that
y'all
feeling,
don't taste.
No, he got a taste.
Right, it's bro. Like you're, like, it's like metal. No, like. Niggas tweaking.
Yo, what?
No, for real, bro. No.
Now he has a bad day. His fucking taste buds are off.
I think he got COVID, huh?
He knows. Whoa, he knows, like, but he's like, something ain't right.
Bro, like, your whole stomach dropped everything, bro. No?
So-and-so just died. Okay. I knew I was tasting something.
Like, when you get the news directly, no?
Are you saying you know, like, that moment in time, like...
Oh my gosh,
that
I do, bro.
Hey,
you heard what I said?
Yo, I never
stand on it.
I can see if you said you remember what you.
You said it tastes like metal,
bro. That's what I feel.
Of pennies.
Shit, that's a hey.
Yeah, I don't care.
That's
interesting. I'm gonna Google it
because I know, like, I don't know. I mean, I'd be passing by people that like got on certain cologne. I'd be like, damn, that remind me of like. Somebody.
That's not the same, that bad, though. And y'all don't got to agree with
bad stuff.
Yeah, I don't understand that, but
She trying to bullshit.
Nah, I mean, I don't know.
You can taste the bad stuff in the air. Like, I don't know. It's going to happen.
Taste is interesting, bro.
Huh?
I said taste is interesting. But the feeling,
hey, fuck y'all, bro.
The feeling for sure. But I mean, even because you said, hold on, y'all pick relive your best memories.
Yeah.
Me?
I don't know. And for y'all,
I would rather erase my worst memory. Probably the one that's on my mind that okay. I'm thinking of as we think of this. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess that's the.
So are we gonna say our worst memory?
No.
Okay. Fuck yeah.
I mean, I'm not. Feel free. This is an open podcast.
Nah.
I mean,
depending how deep you feel me,
bro. Open up.
Nah. I mean, shit.
An opportunity.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're talking about me personally, I have anything that I'm like, damn,
Well, like, you've seen your parent get beat or something like that. You know what I'm saying? That might be a memory that you want to erase
that was
forever.
Actually my memory.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, damn.
Like, you may want to erase that memory forever because that traumatizes you.
Yeah.
And it's something that's stained in your mind. Mm-hmm. It gives you a vision of what relationships look like.
Yeah.
Yep. And for good, for bad. There's nothing good about it.
Yeah, but some people, they see that shit, they think it's normal.
Exactly my point. So you want to erase that from your head. So you like, this ain't normal.
But I don't know if I'd want to erase that only because like it is fucked up memory that I have, but it also helps me like that shit I would never go through in a relationship.
Yeah.
I would never allow.
And it kind of allows you
that,
to see.
Because I've seen it firsthand.
Exactly. It allows you to see
yeah.
how this goes, what this looks like.
Yeah.
What are the signs, the triggers? Because yeah. I mean, you see that those things afterwards. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, wow.
Yeah, then
I should have known.
Yeah.
Y'all said relives your best memories. Yeah. Y'all'd rather. I mean, shit. Maybe when I had a kid, when I have a kid, that could be the.
This nigga talking about the future.
Nah, but okay. I feel like I got more shit to be, you know what I mean?
Question.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best memory, but.
Is it possible to imagine something so well that you can smell or taste it?
Yeah, it but you're talking about death, though, like bad things.
It's I was going to get there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's talking about like the Paul Pierce type of taste it.
What you talking about?
Go ahead.
I'm done, bro. Nope.
What?
I don't know what he's talking about either.
Nah.
Y'all just got jokes. Hey,
nah,
it's all good.
Y'all remember the Paul Pierce? Like, I could taste it. Y'all remember that
shit? You'd probably be tasting the same thing.
Nah, I think I've heard that, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
We don't got them powers.
Don't laugh at my powers.
Yeah, it might be something,
that's
bro.
That's a sixth cent.
I'm not fucking with y'all no more. Pod almost over anyway.
But yeah, I'd rather erase my worst memory.
Yeah.
I taste bad memory.
They taste like metal.
Nah, it's like.
I know that feeling, bro. Like, I know the feeling. I just.
Hey,
but
fuck,
maybe you got to. I don't know. Maybe you got a taste to it.
Like, bro. You know, I'm tired of getting the taste of it. I want the whole load.
Hey, yo.
You bitch. Why would you?
We're just getting a taste of them. I'm like, you know, I'm tired of getting a taste of them. I want the whole load.
That was crazy, bro. He said, I'm tired of getting a taste of them.
I knew I remember Paul Pierce saying something about taste. I know.
He be serious for once.
I was being serious.
You was almost with me, Kerry.
Nah, I was with you,
was
bro.
Almost there.
I was with you.
Hey, you know, niggas just started agreeing with you. They don't know what you're talking about.
Because I was like.
You just stop talking about it.
I was just thinking, like I felt something, but I never, like, I don't know.
Boy said, like, five times.
I know. What we try to work on.
We trying to practice.
Goofy times.
Yo, we're making a concerted effort not to say like.
Oh, shit. So many I know times. He oversaid liked a lot of times.
I know.
We need a like count.
I wonder if I
did. I know, right?
Bro, we probably said that shit like 200 times.
You
like.
Just said
Yo.
You said it's a Cali thing?
No.
It's a speech. I think it's just a speech because that's what even when
it's just a filler.
When you're doing like in when you doing, hey, when you doing speech 101, like you work on that.
Yeah, facts.
So it's just something natural.
It's hard.
You wanted to say like again.
Almost said it again.
But they said it's
And is a filler too.
Exactly. It is. It is. Yeah. But then what are we supposed to do?
But I feel like it's when you know you're kind of
y'all got
in a crossroads between
communication
speaking.
Major.
Yeah, that's why I listening to when I hear like so much, I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah. I say like a lot.
Miss, you know, and like, I say those two things a lot.
I hear you. They also, I was having a, somebody asked me.
What they asked you, bro?
If hella, I was like, hella is a, that's a Northern Cali thing. She was like, think so? She was from like Washington or some shit.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
That's definitely a Northern Cali
thing. That's a Northern Cali thing.
Yeah, they, like, when I was talking to so-and-so in North Carolina, he thought I was weird for saying hella, because I'd be like, it's hella cold, and he'd be like, it's cold as fuck, or it's cold as shit.
Think
hella. Like, they don't say hella. They'd be like, you say hella.
Yeah, I think I'm like, that's a Northern Cali thing, pretty sure.
Hella Cali.
That's just what we do out here. That's how we talk. Y'all want one more topic? It's good.
It's been
get
a
juicy
pie.
One.
Hey, I watched that movie. That movie.
Okay.
It's like, I fuck with it.
What?
You didn't feel like it was just, like she didn't fold too fast?
She did regular shit. That regular one
was
do,
too fast.
Right? When she getting rizzed up by a young gentleman.
You say
she
didn't fold fast.
She ain't fold fast enough. it was a good movie all in all, though. I like the ending. I like they put it all together. Put it all together, so I take my diss back. What's the movie called?
Y'all ain't even told the people what the movie.
Movie. The quality Mea movie Culpa. Is good.
No, the
that
quality.
That fight scene was real Tubi-ish, though. Who fought?
When the plot, everybody figured out the plot and it was
that
like.
That was real Tubi movie-ish.
Not so much. Yeah, it's just like, I don't know. The quality of it, the visuals were really nice. Like, it was super clear. Everything was cool. It just gave me a little Tubi vibes a little bit.
Why? Because it was all black, like a black cast?
Oh. Put that on my boy.
I'm just saying, I feel like what? when people, I feel like a lot of people, like when it's like an all black cast, it's like, oh, this is ghetto Tubi movie. Like, why can't we have a good
first
black
of all,
movie?
I'm a Tubi supporter.
I mean, Lifetime.
There's nothing wrong with Tubi, but I feel like people try to like downplay like black movies.
Nah, people shouldn't do that because Lifetime been doing this shit for a long time.
Yeah, Lifetime has corny
bad acting, corny shit, same thing. So I don't want them to turn this narrative.
It just seemed like sometimes, when I put it like that, I just seem like certain scenes just seem delayed. Are they supposed to have something there that they don't have? And it's just like, do I really want to sit this hour and a half and watch this shit?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But all in all, the movie was actually pretty good. I like the plot. I like how they fucking put it all together with that poster when they started.
I hated the mom.
Oh, she was, yeah.
She was just horrible.
And that's one thing that bothered me.
I think
like
that,
when they don't
that
speak
acting
up
in that part, when the mom was just talking so much shit,
and you
like,
don't, yeah,
that was
that's
just
what
too,
I don't
like.
It's not
you know,
real.
In real life, that would have not slid at all.
Yeah. But the movie was good. When they ripped off that poster of homeboy wife, I was like, that's why he hot like that.
Yeah.
And he kind of looked like you too. You already heard that?
No.
Yeah, you did, bruh.
Wait, are you guys watching Love is Blind?
You're Matt Barnes.
My lady is watching that shit.
I know you've been watching
I come
it, too.
I turn
she,
that shit
she
the
got
fuck
it on.
Off.
What about BMF?
Man, that shit whack, too, first episode.
Also?
Yeah, I'm a critic, bro. I'm a critic, bro.
You need to get in Love is Blind.
Love is Blind is cool. That's the one where they date in the bubble.
In the pods.
In the pod. And the black girl.
Man, one of that white dude. He's an ass. So I don't see how anybody want to talk to bro.
Jimmy?
The dude with the glasses?
I don't know. He's like a.
I be watching a little
bit. I think he's tall. He kind of like built kind of hub. He's kind of.
Muscular glasses.
Yeah. The first person he really connected was a black girl.
Yeah.
Who's talking about Jimmy?
I don't know the names. Oh, okay. Now I know
so,
exactly
like,
who you talking about.
He was
about,
the
though.
One who was like writing. He was asking him questions on a notepad. He's like, I gotta ask this question.
He was just hella general.
He was like,
with
oh,
it.
And then okay. He was like, oh, somebody already asked that. Really, you can't pick a different one.
Yeah,
I don't know,
but he was vibing with old girl. And then
yeah,
P
People was actually tripping on X about the black guy on there asking the girl about
her butt or her body,
her shape.
Yeah, just, I don't think there was nothing wrong with that. Oh, but they can't talk about their appearance. But this is where other girl fucked up at, because she said she looked like Megan Fox. And he came out, and
she kind of looked like Megan from the side.
Hey, what was like interesting?
Nunn with that chin.
They actually had a mom on there that had a kid for the first time.
You talking about last season?
You guys watched the show or what?
Yeah, you're talking about Bliss.
No, this same show, this same season.
Wait! I'm caught up on my episodes.
Yeah, are you really?
Yeah, I am.
So it's the
You talking about Jess, the EpiPen bitch? She was like, "You're gonna need your EpiPen when you see me, because you're gonna choke when you see what you missed out on." She got a kid.
Well, if you know she had a kid, well, what's up?
What was going on with the black dude and it was a black girl at the table, and he was like fixing up the table after they ate lunch.
Yeah,
and then she was like looking at him all funny.
I think it was the way they edited it, because she did speak on it, and she was just like, "I didn't think there was nothing wrong. It was just the edit." He just was cleaning up, but they made it so awkward.
Yeah, because how she was, I'm like, why is she looking at him like that? It's like, damn, he just trying to make it easy.
But that couple, Clay and AD, that couple, I don't know if they're going to make it to the altar. He's so hung up on how his dad cheated on his mom so many years ago, and he just keeps talking about, I'm just, you know, scared of infidelity, and I feel like I'm going to cheat.
It's funny, my cousin was telling me about that today.
Yeah, the black couple, yeah.
See, the first.
And he brought it up every episode. He brings it up, like. Cheating is not generic, my friend. Like, you're not going to get that from your dad unless you want it.
Genetic.
It's generic, but it's not generic.
English 101.
That's funny.
It's not genetic. Like, come on now.
Niggas blame anything on.
What's going on with this fake ass wilding out? What's going on with that? What the fuck was that about?
That was Baddies versus Wild, Jocelyn's Cabaret versus the Baddies with
Jocelyn
Natalie Nunn.
Smacked the shit out of Natalie.
That was a little powder. That was a little powder, though. But she did get her, though. She got her little powder punch in.
Jocelyn on there
Nick
bragging
Cannon
about snorting cocaine.
Yeah.
I love cocaine.
For real?
Because that's the only thing I feel like people can say about her is that she does coke. So she's like, yes, y'all know.
That's the only thing you can say about her.
But that's the only thing hurtful you could say. Everything else, she owns up to everything, so.
Y'all seen her riding that horse?
Mm-hmm. What you watching?
Doing like it's your day.
Nah, they posted that on, it was on Shade Room, and everybody was saying, like, she probably gave that horse some coke. Because how that shit was.
They were, Jocelyn was saying that at least Nunn's dad is Jack Leno.
That fella funny.
Is who?
Jay Leno. She got a chin, bro. That's funny, bro.
That was well thought of.
He was.
He wiped her ass up.
They was like, who your daddy? That Jay Leno. Who your daddy? Jay Leno.
Hey, she funny for that one. Like, bro, that's some shit a real comedian will say, though.
Bruh.
All I can see is Jay Leno in right now, bro. For real.
Nah, he's funny.
That's how Natalie, they got the same chin.
I just seen bro reviewing a car yesterday. So I'm like, bro, that's hella funny.
He got the crazy chin.
I don't know what the point of that show is, though, because it seemed like they can't get through nothing. Nick Cannon's looking real like, well, what the fuck did I get myself into?
Yeah, it was,
but he was enjoying the show.
It was literally, it was like an episode of Wild Out, but it was, like she said, Natalie.
Oh, that's when Nick Cannon told her she was twerking, and he was like,
I was like, damn, he wild. You know her baby daddy, he be beating on, I mean, he looked like he be abusing her. I don't know.
He said, I never had a Puerto Rican baby mama.
Yeah.
That nigga is serious, bro.
But her man be so outraged and all, you know, on go.
But her man, though, he do be on go, but he allows Jocelyn to be Jocelyn. If she's out there entertaining or whatever, I don't think he would take nothing of that. He kind of, like, allows her to be her, do her.
Yeah.
I mean, we all see, fucking Natalie's husband lets her do the same thing. You see the shit that happened today?
Yeah.
Her little side piece came out. But she said she told her husband about that.
Supposedly they got an open relationship or something.
Or they were on a break.
It's crazy in the streets, man. It's a lot of shows out there for you guys to indulge in. I did watch Griselda. That was cool.
Please watch Love Is Blind. I did too. Watch Griselda's Love Is Blind, season 6.
Did anybody listen to Schoolboy Q album?
No, I didn't. I listened to it a little bit.
I didn't. Wasn't feeling it?
I'm a fan of Q, but it's a lot of sounds in there. It's giving me
I noticed that too.
I'm gonna listen to it. I'm gonna run it through for real. I skim through it, but sometimes that'd be throwing me. It gave me a little like Tyler the Creator vibes. Like as far as sounds, not even bars. Just like I don't like a lot of stuff thrown at me at once.
Yeah,
it'd be sound like a lot, but I'm probably skim through it. I heard a couple good songs on there. He sampled he sampled. Damn, I forgot that shit. He sampled a early 2000 songs that was a hit. It slapped. You know what I'm talking about?
No. It was early in the album. I heard through like track 9, which had Freddie Gibbs on there. I think that's the last track I remember listening to. But yeah, man, shout out Schoolboy Q. Shout out Meek. They did drop some music. I did hear Meek. His shit is fire. You know, despite all the stuff he got going on.
I like his artist Shakur album better, though.
Core, yeah. Well, I mean, it's just an EP, but yeah, Core's album is hard too.
Yeah, fuck with that.
Ah man, anything else going on?
I don't think so. I think we got through everything today for this week.
Yep. Some more stuff happen next week. We got a lot more topics to hit for next week.
For sure.
Topics. We'll never run out of topics.
Ever.
We do this shit. That,
bro. Nothing.
Vibes, bro.
Nah, I got good vibes.
Okay. Well, that's all we got for y'all today. It's been another episode of the Rational Ignorance Podcast. As always, stay rational, but don't be afraid to get a little ignorant. It's better that way.
Bye.
Fuck out of here. Talking mess about me.